Hello and Assalamu Alaikum everyone. Welcome to my very new initiative, Coffee Time with Technology, which is a series of podcasts that are going to review the latest innovations in the field of education technology, which has changed the education world and has helped transform lives of educators, students and learners, etc. and has actually empowered them and equipped them with skills to do much better and more. I will be beginning by reviewing selective 100 innovations in the field of education. Now, what is 100 innovations actually? 100 is basically a non-profit organization established by a group of very passionate people who are passionate about education in Finland in the year 2015. They're currently working on three initiatives: 100 Global, which actually selects 100 inspiring innovations in education every year; 100 Open is an open source where anybody can share their innovative work; and 100 Spotlight basically focuses on partnerships between 100 and local organizations. What is the criteria and what are the five broad categories that 100 focuses on? The five broad categories are skills, teachers, assessments, the learning environments, and the leadership. What are the three different criteria that 100 focuses on once they are choosing the most innovative innovation in education? They look up for scalability, they look up for impact, and inventiveness. So inventiveness means whether there is valuable improvement within context or no. Impact means has this innovation been established for 1 year and is there demonstrable evidence that it has been successfully implemented. And scalability means they look up that whether this model of innovation can be adapted to new environments or no. There is a research team which works along the 100 Academy. 100 Academy consists of almost 100 students and teachers, and they look up and review the invention before they include it in the 100 innovations, global innovations a year. I am going to begin by giving you a brief overview of one of the innovations that I've picked up from 100 Finland. 100 Finland consists of 100 innovations selected from Finland in the year 2016 and 17. One that I particularly liked is called student agents. So I'm going to review what is basically student agents and why I think the student agents program is very practical and applicable in schools and The student's model, which basically aims to equip the younger people to share their ICT skills with the whole school community, which means supporting teachers, supporting students both inside the school as well as outside the school. How does the program begin? The program begins by identifying the school needs for digitization or equipping school skills with technical skills. So once the needs are identified, there are teachers chosen. The teachers choose their enthusiastic students. They train those enthusiastic students and then they plan and implement day-to-day activities. Now, what is the purpose of this program? The purpose of the program is basically to bridge the gap to bridge the digital gap. Second, to develop the technical skills, because there are times when it's not possible to develop technical skills, maybe because of lack of adequate resources. So they pick up students who are enthusiastic, who love to work with technology maybe, or who are passionate about technology. They train them, and those students in turn train their teachers and aid them in their lessons as well. So what are the different steps? Number one, you have to choose a teacher who's in charge, who has some basic know-how of the digital skills and how far the school will need to go in the future, so that you can assess the students as well. Second, it's important that you can accurately map the needs. The students, agents as well as teachers sit together and map the needs and make a proper action plan which has your training activities and schedules designed based on the needs of the school. Third, assembling the student agent team. The teacher in charge gathers the enthusiastic team of students who work along with their teachers, and the teams can assemble in different times of the day. They can assemble during club activities, they can have an open search event. Student agent activity can be taken as an optional subject. There are common goals that are discussed, etc. And then student agent team basically then begins to, once the team has been assembled, then they're meeting, there's a plan in action. They design and plan training packages based on the observant needs, and they share the planned activities and modules with their teachers. They can include different types of activities in their training. Teachers need to give some freedom, sufficient freedom to students. And training methods can be, students can visit the staff room, consult the teachers, aid them on different, help them and assist them on using different mobile devices or applications. They can have visiting hours where teachers can come and ask for help, and teaching aid where teacher can ask the students to participate in their class and help them with the project using technology. And the last, it's a good idea to design a learning path for student agents. Planning your own learning path, make regular schedules for individual agents, weekly briefly meetings, and reserve time for their meetings. And one school's agents should get an opportunity to interact with other schools' agents and share their thoughts using different platforms. Now, why I personally like the student agents model is, it's very practical. The use of technology will not decrease, it will increase with time. And our students are, as Mark Prinsky had shared somewhere in 2010, they are the digital natives, and he used to call us the immigrants. So it's important that we, the immigrants and the natives, are on the same page and on the same line. To bring them on the same page, I think the student agent model is very valuable and very effective. Teachers can pick up students who are enthusiastic about technology, who love to explore new tools, who love to share with other people, and they have a passion for technology. And those student agents can then form teams. Teachers can train them, help student agents develop their training paths the way they want, keep it open, keep it flexible, the way they want it. Teachers work as facilitators. The students share their planning, training activities, training plans, and once approved, they go in and share with their other teachers or with their other students. So the whole school community develops. Instead of being depending on outside resources, you use the limited resources within school to develop your own resource, which is the students and the teachers that are basically the backbone of every school. So I think it's very practical. Every school has computers and technology available. There are students who will be willing, there are teachers who will be willing to support and work with teachers. You can start with a minimum team of a few, 5 to 6 students, 2 teachers assigned with 2 groups, and they work on different, maybe they work on implementing different technology projects. One group can work on initiating a new technology project. One group can work on developing the skills, ICT skills of both teachers and students who lack the relevant expertise of the students. They can start by meeting them in their visiting hours with the students. They can train and assist them in their lessons. They can talk to them during club activities. I think a very practical approach, which doesn't cost anything. It just needs your time and effort and your passion to implement the student agents program in their school. So give it a try. Till my next podcast on focusing on a new 100 innovation. Students agents was the most simpler one that I could look up for, and I thought it's very interesting, very practical, and very applicable to schools. So if you look up into your the 3 inventiveness criterias that the 100 chooses to select innovation, it perfectly fits it. The inventiveness program, the impact, and the scalability. It's easily adaptable in your schools. You will see a long-term impact on this, and you'll be able to see valuable improvement in your students and teachers as well. So signing off is Shiva, signing off for now. Till next week, when I share my next 100 innovations with you. Bye bye, see you next week. Allah Hafiz, and take care, and love you all. Bye bye.